Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius. Their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to see how things can be done differently. And ultimately, see the unlimited possibilities within others while helping them map it out and take the steps to create a life that is meaningful to them. So, I am super excited to introduce Carrie Ann Flater. Now, Carrie Ann is a self-care coach. She supports busy moms to overcome burnout and overwhelm so they can reclaim their time, energy, and passions without feeling guilty. She's passionate about encouraging others and specifically moms to recognize that their wants, needs, and desires are valid and important. Now, her life-changing self-discovery process is available to her clients through a one-on-one coaching program that she calls the Inner Desire Purpose Plan. Well, welcome, Carrie Ann. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And being a mom, even though I'm an empty nester mom, I just love how you're helping those busy moms create more fun and enjoyment in their lives. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing. And so, top of my list here, Carrie Ann, always is what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, being a mom myself as well, it was about 5 or 10 years ago that I was a working mom. I was exhausted and I was burnt out.
Okay.
And so that was my tipping point where I knew that it was time to start pursuing things that were that I was passionate about. And it was time to get off that hamster wheel, that Groundhog Day of never-ending meaningless tasks,
Right.
and try something different.
Okay. Not so many people really realize that, hey, this isn't necessarily the way it has to be. Right. And I think I alluded to that in your zone of genius in terms of the ability to just see things from a different perspective and not necessarily just take it as, oh, well, I guess I better just endure it. So, yeah, I love that. And so you decided to make a change for yourself. And did you learn, a different philosophy or a different approach then to your own life?
Well, at first, I had no idea what I wanted to do because I had been putting my desires on the back burner for so long that I didn't even really know who I was or what I wanted to do. So
Right.
at first, I just knew that I was burnt out. I knew that something had to change, but I didn't know what that was going to look like. So at first, I quit my job and I started making gourmet cupcakes.
Ah, nice.
And that
Okay.
was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And then I started doing like web design and just kind of trying all these different things to kind of narrow down what it was that I was looking for. And I realized through, I took lots of programs, I took lots of coaching, I've read so many books, and I kind of realized that this was a common problem, especially for other moms. I would meet with my mom friends and everybody was kind of in the same boat, having the same experience. So I started kind of honing in on that, getting more specific to supporting other moms who were having the same experience that I was having.
Yeah, realizing that you're not alone, but it's still a process to figure it out. Okay, so I know what I don't want.
Exactly.
What do I want? And those powerful questions are always the, you know, provide the, you know, kicks the brain into gear to start problem solving or bringing in different clues. That's like, oh, gourmet cupcakes. That was fun for a while, but there's got to be more. There's got to be more. That wasn't quite it. Let's just keep searching. So, and I heard you say about 5 years ago, I think you said, so how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has that business mission or vision evolved? You know, we talked about the cupcakes and the, I think, web design. So in specifically with regard to your coaching.
Yeah. And so I started a blog about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And at that time I didn't really know what I wanted. I just knew that I felt like I wanted to find out who I was. And so I had a group that I called Find Your Purpose, Find Your People. And I just kind of wanted to support people in that way and just find out if there was something there that I could work with. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just recently I specifically started working with moms probably within the last 3 to 6 months.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. You finally zeroed in on the exact ideal client that really brings that sense of excitement to the work you do, right? Because so many people deal with burnout. They deal with, you know, high stress, whether it's in the corporate world or, you know, as entrepreneurs, or there are so many different aspects of, or maybe roles, I should say, that people are experiencing stress and burnout. But I love the fact that I'm a mom and I really know their world. So I'm going to zero in on supporting moms. So zeroing in and focusing in on moms, that's been, it sounds like, kind of a journey over the past 3 years. Have there been any other big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in starting and growing your own coaching practice?
Oh, certainly. The biggest challenge I faced was trying to explain to my friends and family what I was doing and why I was doing it.
Ah, right. And getting that look like, are you crazy? Or did they not give you that look? Maybe I'm just projecting.
Oh yeah. No, I definitely had that look for sure. Like, what are you doing? How does this work? Why are you doing this? Why aren't you just staying in your corporate job and getting your pension? And
right. You're making some good money, Carrie Ann. What are you doing?
Exactly. It's just, you kind of veer off and it's confusing to people because, especially with my generation, we were taught to just, you know, do all the things in order, go to school, get a job, get married, you know, have kids. And I did all of those things and I wasn't happy.
Right.
And so it was, I had to kind of, first of all, break away from that cycle, that loop. And some people just were so confused by it that in some ways it came across that they weren't supportive because they, you know, they had questions and I'm sure their curiosity means that they are interested in it, but also just don't understand it.
Right.
So I had to really cut back on how I was spending my time and who I was spending my time with. Oh. And yeah, there were some people who were supportive and, you know, you do you and happy for me. And there were some people who just weren't into it and that's totally cool. So
sure.
It was a process. Yeah.
Yeah. That is really difficult, especially when you have that, you know, close knit circle of friends and relatives who are a big part of your life. But I love the fact that you really realized the importance of being around people that would support you, because it is challenging to venture out on your own, period. But when somebody that's within your trusted circle is not exactly providing you with that, hey, you go, you've definitely got this. Absolutely. If anyone can, you can, you know, if they're not giving you that kind of support, it's really important to understand that they're probably not the best person to be hanging out with. So, and that can be a tough decision.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And, you know, Carrie Ann, you're obviously an expert at helping busy moms create meaningful lives and, you know, just really re-engineer their focus so that there's not so much stress and, you know, overwhelm and that kind of thing. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or, you know, the sales part of being in business. Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, for sure. I had a lot of help and support along the way on my journey. You know, those people who were supportive of me and were interested in helping me out. And so I felt like I needed to pay that forward and help anyone and everyone that I could. And that is kind of what got me into my whole burnout situation to begin with.
So it's a tendency, it's a pattern that you have. Okay. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So I want to be able to help people, but I also need to recognize how to put boundaries on that and be helpful and supportive where I can, and also be receiving of the sales process as well.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because my guess is, even though goodwill and, you know, contributing feels good, it doesn't keep the lights on. Exactly. And if you're a mom, then my guess is you have kids that, you know, they have needs too, you know, this and that, especially as they grow, and then, you know, a car and off to college and all those kinds of things can't be built on purely goodwill. So yes, absolutely. It's important. And that's really a critical component of being in business, is exactly. Having clients that pay you revenue. Because, you know, and what's interesting, Carrie Ann, is that human psychology is such that if people let me restate this, because we don't want to use the word give, because it has a different connotation. If people invest in themselves, they tend to value it more. Yeah, so if there is something that is free versus something that's $1,000, and it might be the same, you know, like, who knows, something that they're buying or something that somebody can gift them. Well, guess which one they have a lot more value in? It's the one that they invested in, right? Because they have more time and money commitment. So you're actually, this is a mindset shift, hopefully, is that you're actually serving them more through asking for an investment versus just giving. And so that creates more commitment from people. And when there's more commitment, that's when they get the most impact, right? That's when they actually transform and are able to clear their calendar and really devote the time to doing the work, because most of the transformational work that is done is, it takes a process, right? It isn't something that you just check off the list. Okay, done. You know, it's a lengthy process to rewire those patterns that maybe have not been serving, that have created that sense of burnout and overwhelm. So that's one thing in terms of just helping you to rephrase or gain a new mindset around the benefits of giving versus the benefits of investing. And then, you know, the other thing, if I could share with you another little insight in, you know, honoring your own desire to give, which is probably something that just comes naturally to you, there is a way to give value within any aspect of the sales process, whether it's free content or whether it's within a conversation with a potential client. There is a way to give value while also helping your potential client understand what they don't have. And that's really important to supporting them in realizing that, okay, you know, you've got all of this going on that's creating this feeling for you, in this sense of overwhelm and burnout. What I want to do is I want to give you a technique that's going to help you with this one part, but this one part isn't going to completely change the way that you're experiencing your role as a mom. It's going to help you with this, just this one part. Like when the kids get up in the morning and it's time to get them out the door to go to school. You know, I'm going to give you a technique that's going to help just that one part, but then there's also this and this and this. And so by presenting a bigger picture, that helps you to still honor you in giving a little value, but they realize that there's a lot more. And so then they understand that, you know, oh boy, you know, I guess I really should consider investing in me so that I can live this other kind of a life that brings more meaning to me. So does that make sense?
Yes, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. So it really serves you and them both. So yeah, we'll give that a whirl and see, I'd love to hear some feedback on how that lands for you in your next conversation with a potential client and see how that feels. But I have a feeling that you're going to be relieved to still be able to give value, because that's a pattern that is deep seated within you. And it brings you a sense of satisfaction, right? When you're able to give. So, and you know, it's interesting to me because thinking about moms and the pandemic, right? The pandemic, which is still going on. We're starting, I heard somebody say our third year. When I heard that, I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding? Please don't say that way. And then here I say it. So anyway, and we're still, you know, navigating through it. But my gosh, the impact that it has had on moms, period, because the, you know, the kids maybe have been doing schooling at home. Maybe, you know, the mom is still doing work, but she's now home-based or working, you know, remotely. And maybe the spouse, the partner has been working remotely as well. And everything has just been heightened in terms of scheduling and not enough clear space to just be. It's everything is converging. So can you share a little bit, maybe your perspective of the impact that the pandemic has had on the work that you do?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think that we've been presented with some new challenges, especially as parents. Like, how do you parent a kid through a pandemic?
Right.
It's not really anything.
Inventing the wheel.
Exactly. And I definitely think that, you know, with especially burnout, I experienced my burnout before the pandemic happened. So I had an opportunity to kind of do my own work before things got crazy. And I recognized that when it happened, you know, I had a couple years to kind of do some inner work, but everybody else, they just got kind of thrown into this.
Yeah.
And
unexpected.
Exactly. And they had to figure it out really quickly. And I think that the lingering effects of this are going to go on for a very long time. I wonder sometimes how this is going to affect my children, you know, when they get older, and what their experience of the world is going to be like. It's going to be much different than mine was. And so for parents and for moms, how do we help our kids navigate that while also taking care of ourselves? Because that is also, I think, a component that a lot of moms are missing, is that, you know, you focus so much onto your kids and making sure everybody else is okay, and navigating these new rules and regulations, right, making sure your kids understand them. And then, like, when do you have time to have a bath?
Yeah. Right. That's self-care.
Exactly. Yeah. It just adds a whole new element to self-care that, you know, I think self-care kind of has a bad rap for, you know, people thinking it's a luxurious thing, like it's spa dates and it's girls' night out and weekends away and stuff like that. But my mission is to give that message to other moms that self-care is so much more than that. And it's not a luxury. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. And to just remember that your needs are important too.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's one of those things. It's kind of like on the airplane where they say, put the mask on yourself first and then, you know, assist somebody else. You know, taking care of yourself first is the best way that you can take care of others. But it's so often just the opposite for moms, right? They just want to do everything to hold everyone else together and support and all that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I'm just feeling awful and irritable and, you know, not myself. So, So Kirrian, how do you work with busy moms who want to finally reclaim their time, their energy, and their passions without feeling guilty? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, the main thing that I like to share is that it's time to give the world what's best of you instead of what's left of you.
I love that.
Like I said, we often put ourselves on the back burner, making sure everybody else is okay first, but when we do that, we burn out, we become people that we don't even recognize anymore.
Right.
And I honestly believe that we owe it to our kids to show them, to lead by example, to take care of ourselves and do things that are important to us. I honestly believe that it makes us better moms when we take care of ourselves first. And it's quite often the other way around. There's a mindset, I think, that floats around that you're a better mom if you take care of everybody else first. And I think it's the opposite. So I use a process of self-discovery. I believe that, you know, when you get busy doing errands, buying groceries, making dinner, you forget who you are. And so I think through self-discovery, you can dig deep and get back to re-remembering who you are. And so in my program, one of the first things I do is we create an energy empowerment plan, which helps to create that momentum to reclaim your time and energy. And then we move into a mom guilt detox. So that we can release all that guilt and shame that we carry, you know, all detox. The time.
Exactly. Oh, that's the great, that is the best kind of detox I've heard. That's awesome.
Right. I just think it's so important to let go of that guilt and shame, because if you are holding on to that, you know, you're feeling bad about not being a good enough mom, it can really hinder how you show up in the world.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. And then I like to help them get clarity on what's important to them, what they value and what their desires are through a passion and purpose discovery. You know, figuring out what it is that you really, really want and finding ways to embody that. And then another component is creating healthy boundaries so that you can protect what you've cultivated through this other work of, you know, figuring out who you are, releasing that guilt and shame, and then setting some boundaries around yourself and who you exchange your energy with.
Right. That is really, and obviously that's what you did, right? Create those healthy boundaries in terms of who is going to be taking my energy, who's going to be fulfilling or inspiring or, you know, making me feel good about who I am and what I'm doing. So yeah, those are all really powerful steps. So, so self-discovery, energy, reclaiming energy, guilt detox, healthy boundaries. Is there anything, any other aspect to the work, your process?
Yeah, the next couple of steps that I like to work through is the art of asking for help.
Okay.
Creating a family delegation plan, because I found that that was something that I had struggled with myself as well. You know, thinking that you can just do it all and do it all perfectly and you don't need anybody to be involved and you'll just take care of it all. So I find that it's a very healing process to learn the scripts, learn the techniques to start asking for help. It can be just something as simple as just, you know, needing to have a conversation with somebody and and then creating a future lifestyle vision for what is next. So like celebrating the transformation that you've had so far. And then like, what's next for you? Like we've uncovered all of these amazing things about what you want to do with your life. And so, yeah, where do we go from here?
Right. Yeah. It's always the plan forward that is the exciting part, right? It's like, oh, I get to create something instead of just react.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a cool way of putting it. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And that's really what fuels the fire and fuels the passion, so that they're showing up the person that they want to be, instead of just, let's see, what did you say? Give what's best versus what's left. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, so how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you're doing?
Yeah, you can find me online. My website is nourishedabandon.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I have a freebie. If you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, it's 7 practices to reclaim your time and energy.
Okay. Just jotting all this down. 7 practices to reclaim your time and energy. And that is that's a free resource, or is that the newsletter?
It's a free resource. When you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get that.
Okay, fantastic. So that goes along with, and I'm sure in your newsletter, you're also giving away lots of really great insights and perspectives and strategies in order to help fuel instead of deplete. And so your website is nourishedabandon.com.
That's right.
All right. I love that URL, nourishedabandon.com. And then you can be found, people can follow you on Instagram and Facebook, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. All right. Well, Carrie-Anne, you've already shared so many, you know, great insights here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I just believe that life is too short to not be living a life that you love and to not be doing something that's fulfilling to you. Mm-hmm. So even through the challenges and the obstacles that you might come across, it is so worth it to pursue it.
Right.
And the more authentic you can be, the more the right people will be attracted to the work that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I love that too. That's two really great insights there. Life is too short to not be living the life you love. That's a great quote. Can I just put quotes around that? Carrie-Anne Flater. That's awesome. I love that. And now I forgot. What was the second one?
The more authentic you can be.
Oh yes, the more authentic. Just claim who you are, be yourself. Yeah, that's always the much more rewarding path to take, and have that confidence to claim who you are. Yeah, I love that. Both awesome insights. Thank you so much for sharing those. I know that they're going to make a big difference for some of our listeners and be exactly what they're wanting and needing to hear. So that's how it always works, at the right time and the right place. So, well, Carrie-Anne, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, that wake up call where you was like, okay, I've done the linear path. I went to college, I got a job, I found my husband, we got married, you know, we had kids, I still have a job, and I'm not liking my life. I'm feeling, you know, overwhelmed, burnout. I just don't like it. And it's just not fulfilling and not pleasant, not pleasing. And you took the steps to figure it all out, and in the process, learned some powerful techniques, strategies, philosophies, and then didn't want to leave it at that. You had the courage to then take it out to all the other moms in your world and then beyond, you know, obviously not just those within your immediate circle, but now you're taking it to as many moms as possible through this impactful work you're now doing as a self-care coach, supporting busy moms to overcome burnout and overwhelm so they can reclaim their time, their energy, and their passions without feeling guilty. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
This was wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Wendy.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Carrie-Anne Flater through her website and social platforms. And so website is nourishedabandon.com. And be sure to sign up for her newsletter. And with that, you'll get this great gift, 7 practices to reclaim your time and energy. Wow, that sounds like something that, I mean, I'm not necessarily a busy mom. I'm busy. So I think I'm going to download that just because it sounds perfect. And then on social media, you can follow her on Instagram and Facebook. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, and don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Carrie-Anne Flater. And as always, here's to your success.